Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mets fall to the Nationals 16-4 at Citi Field tonight. Earlier today, Marcus Stroman opted out of the 2020 season, citing COVID-19 concerns. And the Mets turn to Steven Matz tonight, who now has to be the clear number two in the rotation behind Jacob deGrom. Noah Syndergaard out for the year because of Tommy John surgery. No Stroman. So the Mets losing 40% of what they thought would be their rotation. That moves Steven Matz up. And Matz has not been able to bump himself up to perform at that level. He's now 0-3 with an ERA above 8. As he faced a Washington club that scored 5 runs off him in 3 innings last week. And as we get to the highlights, Matz actually retired the first 5 consecutive batters that he faced tonight. He had a 1-2-3 top of the first. Patrick Corbin in the bottom of the first gave up a 2-out double to Jeff McNeil, but Pete Alonso popped out to keep the game scoreless. And it stayed that way until Asdrubal Cabrera batted with 2 outs in the top of the second.
Asdrubal still has a little bit of pop. And Matz with a payoff pitch. Swing and a drive in the air to left. Pretty deep. Back goes McNeil onto the track. At the wall, he jumps. It's gone. You bet Cabrera still got some pop. He pulls one over the left field wall behind the 358 mark into the M&M suite seats. For Cabrera, his second home run of the year. The Nationals lead 1-0. And that home run bug has just bitten Steven Matz again. That's the 6th home run he's allowed already this year.
Asdrubal Cabrera entered tonight's game 5-for-7 against left-handed pitching in this game and this season so far, and he absolutely destroyed every lefty he faced tonight, so he is now 8-for-10 against left-handed pitchers, including that home run off of Steven Matz. But it was just 1-0. The Mets had a chance in the bottom of the second. Wilson Ramos doubled with 1 out. But Brandon Nimmo and Brian Dozier both flied out to end the second. And then in the third, Washington started to pull away. Yan Gomes, with his first hit of the year, singled to lead off. Trey Turner was up 2 batters later. 1-2. Turner, it's a high fly ball, deep left. McNeil racing back, looking up, and that ball is gone. A home run for Trey Turner, who had just 2 hits in his previous 24 at-bats. For Turner, it is only his second home run of the season, and the Nationals have grabbed a 3-0 lead here in the third as Steven Matz continues to give up home run after home run. He's allowed 60 since the start of 2018. That's the most in the National League. 8 already this year, the most in the major leagues. And a big one came in that third inning after Turner's. Josh Harrison grounded out, and it looked like Matz had the inning ended when he struck out Starlin Castro. But Castro reached first on a wild pitch while striking out, so Washington got an extra out to play with, and you can't play with Juan Soto. Here's Soto, grounded out his first time, first pitch. Hits this ball high in the air towards center. Backing up is Nimmo. He's at the warning track. He's looking up. It is long gone. And I mean long gone for Juan Soto, who hit it beyond the home run apple casing in straightaway center field. And it's 4-away to the sign. He hit it over the apple casing. That ball was absolutely punished by Soto. It's his second home run of the season. And Washington has built a 5-0 lead on 3 home runs. Juan Soto with a 463-foot blast, one of the longest home runs in this ballpark since the StatCast tracking began 5 years ago. For Soto, it was his longest career home run to this point. And Soto with an absolute monster shot to put Washington up by five. Tonight's Chock Full of Nuts, turning point of the game. Listen to WCBS 880 tomorrow in the 7 a.m. hour during Sports with Brad Heller for your chance to win. If the 88th caller correctly identifies the turning point, they'll win a pair of Mets tickets for a 2021 game. The turning point sponsored by Chock Full of Nuts, New York's coffee since 1932. So it was 5-0. Patrick Corbin then settled in. He retired 8 in a row at one point. The last two hitters in the second, 1-2-3 in the third, 1-2-3 in the fourth. And then in the fifth inning, it really came off for Mats and the Mets as Washington just got a bunch of singles and doubles strung together. Turner had a base hit, then Harrison. Castro reached on a fielder's choice. Soto doubled home Turner. Howie Kendrick with a base hit to score Castro. And then it was Asdrubal Cabrera again that would close the book on Mats and also give an unsightly welcome to Paul Sewald.
2-0, Sewald deals, line in the air, left center. Nimmo on his horse, racing back. It's over his glove and goes to the wall. That might score two. Soto's in. Kendrick around third, coming to the plate. No relay throw from Jimenez. Two-run score, double for Cabrera. 9-0 Washington as Brandon Nimmo took a very, very odd route to that ball.
8 runs charged to Mats in 4 1/3 innings, and then Sewald allowed 6 runs in 2/3 of an inning. Yan Gomes would get an RBI single. Trey Turner, another run-scoring hit. Josh Harrison, a sac fly, and Washington continued to just pour it on. 2 more runs in the 6th inning. Gomes with a bases-loaded walk that Chasen Shreve gave him. Victor Robles had a run-scoring infield single, and the Nationals were up 14-0 before the Mets would finally get on the board. In the bottom of the 6th, J.D. Davis walked with one out. Jeff McNeil singled. And then Pete Alonso had a bouncer that was toward the third base side of the mound. Patrick Corbin fielded through to second and threw the ball away. That scored Davis. And it put McNeil in scoring position for Michael Conforto.
So 1-1 to Conforto. Corbin deals. Swing and a liner towards first under the glove of a diving Cabrera. Base hit going into right field. McNeil turns third, coming to the plate. The throw in is cut off by Cabrera. So McNeil scores, stopping at second Alonso, and on at first with an RBI single is Michael Conforto. He's got a 7-game hitting streak, and it is now 14-2 Washington.
Well, the Mets tonight with runners in scoring position, 2-for-10. So we're about right in line what they've done throughout this season. Conforto had one of the hits with that single to score McNeil. So the Mets got on the board at least. It was 14-2. And then Asdrubal Cabrera again would cap the scoring for Washington against Chasen Shreve. 2-2. Cabrera reaches out. It's a high fly deep left center. Going back McNeil. He's at the warning track. He leaps at the wall and it's gone. Cabrera again. A 2-run homer for Asdrubal Cabrera. His 4th extra base hit of the night. He has 2 homers, 2 doubles, 5 RBIs, and Washington leads 16-2 as Asdrubal Cabrera continues to hammer the Mets. Last National to have 4 extra base hits in a game, Ryan Zimmerman in September of 2017. Cabrera has absolutely crushed the Mets here at Citi Field since he was traded from the Mets in 2018. He's batted .417 with 8 RBIs, 2 homers, 4 doubles in 6 games against the Mets in this ballpark since he was traded to Philly. And tonight, just a career night for Cabrera in terms of the 4 extra base knocks and the 5 RBIs, tied a career high. So did the 2 homers. So a big night for Asdrubal Cabrera as Washington put away the Mets tonight in a big way. 16-4 ended up being the final. In the top of the 9th inning, the Mets had to use Luis Guillorme to pitch. They didn't want to use another reliever. Sewald worked 2/3 of an inning after Mats. Shreve pitched for 2. Drew Smith worked a quick 8th inning. And then Guillorme, a 1-2-3 top of the 9th. He used 9 pitches, got 2 ground outs and a fly out. He painted the corners. Brought to you by Sherwin-Williams. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store or sherwinwilliams.com and learn how to make the most of your color with the very best paint. Last time a Met position player pitched a scoreless inning was Kevin Plawecki in 2017 against the Reds. So good job there by Guillorme on the one-year anniversary of his first Major League home run, which he hit against the Nationals on August 10th last year, a pinch-hit homer off of Fernando Rodney. But few and far between the highlights for the Mets tonight. The only one remaining was Brandon Nimmo leading off the bottom of the 9th against Sean Doolittle.
Pitch to Nimmo. Swinging a high fly ball. Well hit right center. Taylor going back onto the track with Robles. It's gone. A home run. Brandon Nimmo keeps his streak going as he hits one over the 380 mark in right center field. His second home run of the year makes it 16-4 Washington. But now Brandon Nimmo has been on base in all 16 games that he's played this year and in 31 straight going back to last year.
Mets record is 47, set by John Olerud. Nimmo still has a way to go before getting to that, but the streak's still alive at 31 consecutive games, reaching base safely. The home run off of Doolittle, who's really struggled. Doolittle's ERA entering tonight was 18. He's now allowed three homers in three innings, five runs allowed for Doolittle so far this year. So low leverage spot really didn't work. He did get the next three batters out, but they all hit the ball hard. Dozier lined out to left, Jimenez lined out to right, and Rosario lined out to center to end the ball game. The homer for Nimmo, the only one the Mets hit tonight. For every home run they hit this year, a donation is made to an undergraduate student at Caldwell University. Discover you at Caldwell University. Learn more at caldwell.edu. 16-4 the final. Washington hammers the Mets tonight.